I'm with Chris Silvera after the Gloucester Boys Varsity 53-51 loss at Beverly tonight. Chris, tough loss. You had a lead at halftime, and Beverly came out storming in the second half.
Yeah, we were up 15, and Beverly kept fighting. They were tough tonight. Good group of kids. They didn't give up. They kept it going, and both teams had chances to win at the end. We had the last three shots of the game and in that possession, and none of them fell. And with basketball, sometimes that's just the way it happens.
Tommy Denovan just came by and asked you, who put the lid on the basket in that second half? Because certainly the points weren't coming like they were in the first half of you guys.
Yeah, we had it going early. Everybody was hitting shots, but like I said, that's basketball. It's a game of runs, and we could have used one more basket down the end, and then we're walking out of here with a win.
Yeah, certainly, Beverly's defensive intensity certainly picked up in the second half. The Heat with a quick 7-0 run, cut the lead in half, and you could see their confidence growing. You guys, it was metal and talk all night long. No one gave anybody an inch there.
Nope, and I saw it. I called a quick timeout after that 7 and tried to just regroup real quick. And we did for a while. We had a little run of our own, got the lead back up to 7 or 8. But like I said, I give them credit. They came out and competed the whole second half, and it was anybody's game at the end, and it is what it is.
Balanced league this year, in your eyes?
I'm sorry, what
was balanced that? League this year?
It is, and I've been looking at the scores in the paper, and one team wins one night, and then the other night it's a totally different thing. So it's kind of whoever plays well is going to win the games, and you hope it's you more than the other team.
Okay, great, Chris. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Okay, that's from Chris Silvera, the head coach for the Gloucester Boys Varsity Basketball Team after their 53-51 loss here at the Cabot Fieldhouse in Beverly. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.